Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A Connecticut fire department is canceling their Christmas tree sale over the shortage of Christmas trees. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Just go and get down some more trees. This can't be real.
Right.
And I texted my buddy, Brad Wells, and he said, oh, yeah, no, it's a thing.
Wow. So
he's on the phone now. Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, it's a real thing. It's a big problem. People have been trying to get trees for months. I usually lock my order in 6-7 months in advance. And I've heard of Boy Scouts trying to get trees. They can't get trees. So the tree scarcity is a real thing.
Huh.
Wow.
And why?
If you go on the Home Depot's website, Home Depot got trees, but their regular 7-foot tree that was normally $49.99 is now $169.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's insane.
What?
Really?
What?
Wait, run this by me again slowly so my brain can absorb it.
Process it.
You can go to Home Depot's website.
Yes.
And you can Google go to Home Depot and then Google real Christmas trees.
Right.
And then you will see that on Home Depot's website, they have real Christmas trees, 7-foot premium Fraser fir listed for $169.
Wow.
What was it? I thought they were always like in the $35 to $60 range.
Usually, because they can't get any, right? That's why they're hiking
the
price up.
We'll get there. How much are they normally?
In years past, a premium Christmas tree was anywhere between $70 and, say, $90 at maybe a Christmas tree farm or a place that was not doing competition with Home Depot.
Right.
So Connecticut Christmas Tree Growers is an organization that most tree farms belong to. I belong to it. Other good Connecticut growers belong to Connecticut Christmas Tree Growers. So prices are definitely up this year. 20-25% because of availability. It was a stampede last year with people coming out of their homes because of COVID, overcutting some of the supplies for 2021.
Oops.
So a lot of farms were overcut last year. I was one of them. Our farm, we had to actually shut down. We shut down our Christmas tree farm last year on December 10th.
Wow. Oh, that's sad.
We were out of trees last year on December 10th in hopefully that doesn't happen again this year.
How many acres is your farm?
We are a 60-acre farm, but we have maybe about 18 acres of Christmas trees planted on that. The rest of it is woods and haunted attraction.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
So I'm guessing a Christmas bush this year.
Just so folks know the name of your farm and where it is.
We are Fairview Tree Farm in Shelton, and we offer great personal service. We've got a great team of people. And I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, but Christmas trees are definitely
scarce. Is it too late to get one from you guys now?
No. We open with a soft opening on this Saturday, the 20th, and we're open on the 21st. So you can come out. We won't have all of our freshly cut trees in because some of my freshly cut trees are still growing, unlike some other places, maybe like Home Depot, where maybe they were cut earlier in the season.
Right? Oh, those are the worst because respect to Home Depot, but if you buy one that's been cut down for a while, time you get it in, it's the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Exactly. Absolutely. Right.
Wow. This isn't just you guys. This is everywhere. So a lot of these fire departments get their trees from Canada. Same problem?
I believe so, yes. I believe that what's happening is there's been a bidding war, and the price of trees, formerly at the wholesale level, has escalated by 25-30%. And some of the smaller organizations, unless you order 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 trees, multiple tractor trailer loads, you're not going to get your order. A semi fully loaded with trees can generally hold about 750 to 1,000 trees of mid-sized trees.
Oh.
I remember Jennifer's cousin, Steve, we'd be having Thanksgiving dinner, and he would leave early because he had to get up in the middle of the night to drive to Canada to pick up the Sandy Hook Fire Department trees.
Oh, wow.
All the way to Canada. That's awesome.
Canada.
It's a nice ride, though. You know, sing Christmas songs.
That's right. Hot cocoa.
Have your eggnog. Exactly.
Everyone's singing.
La, 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 la.
There's some kind of waterfall they talk about all the time.
Drive to Canada.
The waterfall thingy.
Drive to Canada to pick up lots of trees.
Now.
Driving down the road. Happy as can be. Ha, ha, ha. Sorry.
Good. Brad Wells is on. So I thought this was fake until you said so many people went out and cut Christmas trees last year. It makes sense because you're stuck in your house with your family. And it's like, well, instead of a fake tree, here's an activity we could do outside together as a family.
Yeah.
And
people have been home for a long time.
We get out of the house for it.
Please.
And, yes.
Let me do anything.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I remember Long Island, right by the old power lines. They have really nice-looking Christmas trees. You just got down one of those.
Can I tell you, the first couple Christmas trees I remember us getting, I walked out into the woods, in White Hills, where Brad is, his farm is. I hope I didn't take it from Brad's farm.
Whoops. You're the guy!
We would just cut a tree and then, you know.
Someone shot at me, yelled, my trees!
Then I ran faster.
Did that happen in Back to the Future? My pines! I was driving the DeLorean, it was 1955. I crashed into this thing.
Yeah. Wow. Holy crap. Well, here we go. Another thing. I saw this. I'm like, this is fake. And then Brad said, no, it's not fake. It's
Christmas branch.
I thought it was trucking. Is trucking anything to do with it?
Trucking is absolutely insane also. The truckers, some of the truckers are getting paid to stay at home, either collecting. I had an extremely difficult time to find trucking for my, we do have freshly cut trees at our farm. To get the load, I paid twice the normal rate to get the trees delivered. Huh. Twice the normal rate.
I have a pickup. So
trucking per tree was also increased, and that's going to be the same for everyone across the board.
Where did all these people go? Where are the truckers? Truckers aren't generally people who are going to sit on their asses because they got some extra money during COVID.
No,
right?
Very active.
That I can't answer. I don't know. That's a very good question.
Aliens.
Yeah, I think a big spaceship came by, just beamed a bunch of people up.
They just need a bunch of workers. Here you go.
Hey, where'd they go? Where'd all these people go?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So your suggestion would be get your tree like the weekend after Thanksgiving?
That's a very popular weekend, yes.
Yeah.
That's a good weekend to come. Also, early into December, that way the tree does stay outside at our farm and gets plenty of water. And well, we've had a great, great wet fall, so all the trees that are growing in the fields are nicely hydrated. It does matter if you have a dry year. That way the trees aren't too dry in the field.
You know what I always wonder? Like, the amount of land that it takes to grow a tree and the amount of years that it takes to grow, is it worth it? Do you guys actually make money?
It is a lot of work, and typically with the price of labor going up. But, yes, that on top of everything else we do, it is the agritourism part of it where people come to the farm and get their donuts and cider.
Nice.
And
okay, that's where
It's all part of it.
Gotcha. The whole experience.
A whole experience. Come to the fire pit and have a great time.
Right. Okay. Because I thought, you know, the amount of acres, because you can't plant these trees on top of each other. They have to have a little distance between each other.
Yeah, arm's length.
How long does it take from when you plant to when a tree is ready to go? How many years?
It all depends if you want a 6-foot tree or the 8-foot tree. And it seems recently that most people are trying to take 9 and 8-foot trees and stuff them into an 8-foot ceiling. So if you're going to go for a 7 to 8 foot tree, it absolutely takes every bit of 7 to 8 years.
Wow.
So it's
about a foot per year on average.
That's a long time to make. What were you selling them for before the pandemic?
Our cut your own trees last year were in the 70s, and this year they're $85.
So you're getting $10 a year on that piece of land,
right?
You know,
that's true.
Wow.
Maybe I can do a vineyard.
It sounded like Brad just thought about that.
You have a point there, Chaz.
How did Legends of Fear go?
We had a great season.
Good.
We had a great season. Looking forward to the toy drive.
Yes.
It's going to be fantastic. And we can't wait to see you guys at the toy drive. Legends of Fear did awesome. You're a big part of everything we do. We really appreciate all you do for us.
We appreciate
you
guys.
Well, we go way back, brother.
Yeah.
So, I'm a White Hills boy. All right. Thank you, brother.
Always a great time on the show. Thanks for having me.
All
Thank
right, you.
Brad. Ever had someone at one of your shows pee on stage?
Yeah, but I can't say the name.
Oh.
He's still alive.
Oh. Can you refer to them? Like,
it was during a sound check, actually. It wasn't during the show. It was during the sound check.
Oh.
That's weird, because it feels like a sound check. You could say, I'll be right back.
Right. Take the mic with you.
When the audience is there, I can understand that. Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it was an older gentleman, and someday I'll tell the story if I live longer than he does.
Wow. Hit that high note, did he?
Can you tell us the venue?
Oakdale.
Oh.
Wow. And was
Oakdale about 3 years ago.
Oh.
Oh.
Huh. Hmm. Is this a singer or a musician?
I think he said
he
singer.
Does both.
Oh, wow. Multitasking. Actually, the three.
Lead singer, musician. Lead singer, musician. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Wow.
I think Chicago.
I think you're wrong.
I was going to say, Chicago's comfortable enough with you. They're very close friends with you that they'd be like, eh, Jimmy won't mind.
If it was number two, we'd Dookie Brothers.
I'm not sure he knew he was doing it. Oh, I said it was he.
and it was an accident.
Not on purpose. I believe it was an accident.
So you mean in his pants?
Correct.
A little leaking. All right.
Okay.
I've done that.
All right.
You can say he gave it his all.
Well, sound check.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's a sound check.
His number one hit.
Wow. Mm. That's interesting.
Interesting. Mm.
Well, it wasn't Barry Manilow, because he wears white and you wouldn't see it.
Yeah, so. That's true. Looks like he made it.
I don't think he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Either. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
He in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He had to go through Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All 8,000 of them.
I feel like it'd be someone who used to drink a lot.
Yeah. Somebody drank a lot. Mm.
I never knew him as a drinker, and I know him pretty well.
Okay.
All right. Well, that kind of gets rid of my two top choices.
I was thinking Thurgood.
Yeah. So it's not Eddie Money.
Yeah.
And it's not Elton.
No. Eddie Money's dead, so.
Elton wouldn't play Oakdale.
Right.
Right. Okay. Right.
At least not yet.
Not Billy Joel.
He's 95.
Not Billy Joel, because Billy Joel's.
Wouldn't play Oakdale.
No.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No. But anyway, it's one of those things that happen during a sound check.
Yes, exactly.
Not in front of people.
Listen, right. You asked the question. I didn't want to answer the question.
I know.
This is true, yes. And you're good.
I wish we can get out of this.
Yeah.
He's like, move on for Christ's sake.
Did you hear about this female lead singer of a band called Brass Against at a concert called Welcome to Rockville? And she brought a fan up on stage, laid him on his back, or asked him to lay on his back, and she pulled down her pants and then relieved herself on his face.
I have never heard of that person or the band.
Mm.
And is it Rockville, Connecticut that they're returning to?
No, it was Florida.
Yeah.
I know.
Florida. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
We all thought the same thing.
Yeah, her number one fan, apparently, yes.
Well, he enjoyed it. If you watch the video, he's loving it.
He was into it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he went to see a show that the lead singer would do that sort of thing, so, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. Rage Against the Latrine.
They do cover this band. I looked them up. I mean, she's brilliant that she got a lot of...
She did.
I never heard of them.
Free press.
This. But they do covers of, like, Black Sabbath and Rage Against the Machine. Mm. But with a horn section.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. I looked that up. I'm like, eh, I like the originals better. But yeah, so I was wondering, wow, I wonder if Jimmy's ever had this happen.
No, it was an accident when this happened. I'm
yeah.
Sure.
What about at Toes? Do you ever have someone, you know, like a punk rocker, like just whiz on the you know, tinkle on the front audience, the front row, or...
I'm not at enough Toad shows to know that answer. Brian would certainly know that better than me, but no, I'm not aware of that.
Oh, my God, it smells like tinkle in here.
I can't imagine that the audience would say, gee, I can't wait to come back and see that again.
Yeah, I'm going to be right up front. I'll wear my good shirt.
It's weird, the punk shows.
Yeah.
You know, they cut themselves and spit blood out into the audience. Yep. They're like, yeah.
I pay for this.
Yes, and Little Chaz never wants to go to those shows.
No.
He's not so little anymore.
No, we call him Young Chaz now because he's bigger than me.
Yeah, it's true.
What about vomiting? Have you seen an artist vomit on stage?
Chum.
Well, I don't remember particularly seeing one vomit on stage, but I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much whiskey?
We used to have, at certain shows, we used to have buckets on the stage in case you drank too much before the stage. There was a bucket, and they could just turn around and throw up into the bucket.
Oh, wow.
The Blasto bucket.
So we used to do that for a number of artists.
I was at an event yesterday, a food drive, and Dr. Sofferman was collecting turkeys at Smile Dental Center in Shelton.
Yes.
His daughter, who's now a lawyer, used to travel with Tom Petty and Joe Walsh roadie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I told her your Joe Walsh story.
Right.
At with the Eagles.
Right, the Yale Bowl.
Yale Bowl.
Which you even told Joe Walsh the story, so it's not a secret.
That's right. We had to tell Joe Walsh the story.
I always made it.
He did.
Was his response.
He did make it on stage.
Yeah. He did.
And I'll bet you all 70,000 people had no idea we had to wake him up.
Yeah, you got
to
dip like a tea bag, right?
Yeah, you dipped his nuts in a bucket of ice.
Yes.
Correct.
Literally like a tea bag, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling weird awake. We were told by somebody who was an Army SEAL that this is the way they would wake people up.
Oh.
And he hit those high notes in Rocky Mountain way, no problem.
Wow.
Yeah, so Jimmy, you want to tell Ashley? She's never heard this story.
Oh, well, the Eagles were ready to take the stage at the Yale Bowl, biggest concert in the history of Connecticut, 70,000 people.
Wow.
And Joe was out of it. Let's put it that way. I have no idea what he was on, but he was out of it. We couldn't get him up. And my head of security, may he rest in peace, one of the most wonderful people, Rick Rentz, who was I think he was an Army SEAL in Vietnam, said, oh, I know how to wake everybody up. And I go, how do you do that? He says, get me a bucket. And let's put some ice in it. I get bucket and fill it up with ice. He says, let's prop Joe up and put him right into it. Take his pants off and put him right into it. And I said, are you crazy? And he goes, no, watch this. And we take his pants off. He was out of it. And we prop him into the bucket naked from the waist down. And he woke up like he was shot out of a cannon.
Ready to rock now.
Hey, it's freezing in here, by the way.
I always made it. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Shrinkage.
No Rocky Mountain way here.
And then, you know, think about if that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Maybe the most famous concert in Connecticut wouldn't have happened, and you would have had 70,000 people pissed.
Right.
Got a question here for you, Jimmy. This is from David. Scorpions have new music coming out, and I believe they are touring with Europe and Mammoth. Wow, a lot of information here. What is the damn question?
Well, the question is Scorpions have no plans to play Connecticut in 2022 at this moment, but we're talking to them.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't think Mammoth is on that tour.
Okay.
On the U.S. tour. They might be on the European tour, but not on the U.S.
So I believe
US
touring
tour.
Europe with Mammoth, Van Halen, AC/DC. Put out the. This is a run-on sentence, so I'm sorry, David. I'm not. I really should have pre-read this for you. Ted Nugent, same situation. Anything with Mammoth, Van Mammoth, AC/DC, Scorpions you mentioned, or Ted Nugent?
No, nothing on any of them. We tried to get Mammoth into Toads, didn't quite work out. Ted, I'm not aware of him touring. And if he does, we'd put him somewhere because he is popular.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, the Scorps are not planning to play Connecticut at the moment in 22, although they're doing a tour in 22 in the U.S. I haven't heard a thing about AC/DC touring, but I imagine they will.
Were you in the New Haven Coliseum when Ted Nugent played and the riot happened and they flipped the bus over? And
yes.
Hmm. So you were in the building?
Yes.
And what did that sound like from in the building? And did you think, wow, I'm not leaving right now. It's crazy.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I said it is nuts outside. You know, it's really interesting. This every generation has craziness going on at concerts. And in the 80s, it was metal. Oh, my goodness, it was scary. We'd have craziness outside. We'd have people charging inside. We'd have knives that would slash seats, and they'd flip the cushions as frisbees. And that was during that era of craziness.
The Ted Nugent thing, though, you had people in the parking garage, you know, just going nuts. They're throwing beers down at people on the street, and then people on the street flip the bus over. And I remember the mayor of New Haven said, yeah, Ted Nugent's not welcome back here.
Yeah, and it wasn't Ted Nugent's fault. It was Bull.
No key for him.
Matt May was a jerk, and he hated concerts at the Coliseum. He never liked rock and roll. And, you know, you don't blame the artist. You blame the people who do it. You don't blame the artist.
Yeah. Of course not.
Yeah.
I mean, the artist had no idea what was going on.
What does it? I'm thinking, because if it happened now, you'd be getting text. You would actually be able to see video.
Oh, yeah.
As it's happening.
Facebook
almost,
Live.
Almost in real time or real time.
Yeah.
So you're back there and you're just hearing noise, and then what do you like? Hey, go out there, find out what's happening. You send someone from your security.
The sergeant, the sergeant in charge of the department that was covering our show was the one who told me about it, because he went out there to see what was going on.
I'll be watching my office. I'll be here. That'll be me.
There's nothing I'm doing about it.
Yeah,
I'm hiding in my office right now.
I'll be on my desk.
Wow, that's
what I would do.
Yeah. Because you could hear things going nuts. It's like a riot outside.
Exactly.
You're in the building.
Yeah, let me stay.
I'm driving my car home. Yeah. I'm not pulling out of there.
Oh, hell no.
You're telling me that pizza I ordered is not going to get here on time?
Yeah. Damn it.
What did it look like when you left? Do you remember? Or not really?
No, I don't. I went the other way because I left before it ended.
Oh,
I left. I went out the other direction and went home before. It was a police issue. It was a City of New Haven issue.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, not me. I wasn't getting involved.
See?
I'm a skinny cat.
Yeah.
No, you're a smart person.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Hide.
Yeah. Let me address the rioters.
I'm a real man, aren't I?
Yeah.
The smart person is the person. This is the first thing I learned in karate. Just go.
Exactly.
Leave.
Right. Yeah.
Leave.
Take your knowledge and hit the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that quite often in concerts. I think I told the story when Donald Trump came to Madison Square Garden at my Eric Clapton show. And
yes.
I walked him up the driveway, and very charming, very nice. And he was married to Marla Maples at the time. And he says, "Where's Eric's dressing room?" So I pointed over. I said, "It's right over there, Donald." And he walked right in. I said, "Okay, it's pretty cool. I guess he knows him." And I walked over to the security guard, and I said, "Did you check that he was okay to walk in?" He goes, "No, he's Donald Trump. He wasn't president yet. When you're president, you can walk anywhere you want."
Yeah.
He wasn't president yet. And I go, "Well, maybe Eric Clapton doesn't know who Donald Trump is." He goes, "Well, I have no idea." I said, "Oh man, I don't know what to do." So Donald Trump, about 10 minutes later, walks out of the dressing room, and I decide I'm going to hide. So I hit around the corner. I didn't want Eric Clapton or the manager to get mad at me for this guy busting in the dressing room. And all of a sudden, the manager comes out looking for me. Peter Jackson comes looking for me, and he said, "We've just had Donald Trump in our dressing room. Were you aware of it?" And I go, "No, I have no idea what that's about. Is he a friend of yours?" He goes, "No, we never met him before. He just walked in." I go, "Oh, that's just horrible. I'm sorry. I never thought that could happen. I'll fire my security guard." And the guy goes, "No, don't fire him." I wasn't going to fire him anyway.
No, but yeah.
But I offered to fire him, and I wouldn't in reality, but... because I saw it happen myself, so I have to fire myself.
He just bought Eric Clapton.
Yeah, so
good money.
Got along great. So yeah. I got away with it. Cool. I'm good at hiding.
The Holiday Lights. All right, so there's different shows, right?
Yes, we have a Magic of Light show happening up at Rentschler Field in East Hartford. And we have a Holiday Lights Spectacular happening at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. And last night we had the mayor of Bridgeport. We had the president of St. Vincent's Hospital. From Hartford Healthcare, we had Alan from Connoisseur, who is our MC, and we had a little press conference. We turned on the lights, and I drove through myself. I was the first person to drive through.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Very enjoyable, very good, cool, and, you know, tickets are on sale, Ticketmaster, any night, starting tonight. We officially open tonight down in Bridgeport. We officially open tomorrow night up in East Hartford.
I saw a video on Instagram. They were flipping the switch in Bridgeport.
Yes.
And I think it was the guy from the hospital flipping the switch.
Yeah, the president of St. V's.
Okay, and when you're there, I think you're thinking, I'm guessing you're thinking, I hope the lights go on when he flips the switch.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you're right.
When he flipped the switch, the rest of the lights and say went down.
I said to somebody, "Did we practice this?" And they said, "No." I go, "Oh, my goodness, this is not going to work out well." But it worked out. I said, "Didn't we come over at 4 o'clock? It was at 5 o'clock when it got dark. I said, "Did we at least turn the switch down and see if the lights did go on?" "No."
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, worked out. Yeah. AJ said when they flipped the switch, the rest of the city dimmed. So many lights.
that power station went on.
2.5 million lights.
Yeah, I went through Monday night. You guys did something for Connoisseur Media?
Yes, we did a special thing.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it really
guys are partners on it. It's great.
I was like, wow, I'm still going. I'm still going. There's more.
And then you drive through the amphitheater.
Yeah.
Which is really nice when you drive through the amphitheater.
There should be some sign that says Jimmy's office in the back where the red barn is, because I think people would be like, oh, that's cool. That's where Jimmy Coppock works.
Like Santa's workshop.
Yes. Yeah, Jimmy's workshop.
Yes.
We're improving my club next year. I'm taking a lot of different memorabilia that I had stored away, and I'm going to double up all the stuff in my club next year.
Cool.
And also, maybe you guys and I will spend more time in there, too.
I would love it. Sure. Please. Let me know when.
Yeah.
We have a question which leads to our This Week in Connecticut Concert History. The question's from Mike, and it is Skynyrd playing Connecticut in 2022?
I hope so, if they stay together. The question now is with, I think it's Alan Rossington was the last person in the band that was in the original band, if I'm correct.
It's either Rossington or Collins, still alive.
One of them. One of them. I don't remember which one it is. Is not touring with the band at the moment. So the band is making a decision. The owners of the name of Lynyrd Skynyrd are making a decision whether they should retire the name and retire the band, or they should stay on the road. And I'm involved in trying to convince them to stay on the road because we still want to hear the music.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's no original band members, but since 1977 there have been up in original band members in that band.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, what's that, 34 years, 44 years? 44 years since I said, we're used to not having original band members in that band. We still want to hear their music. So I'm working with members of the family and things like that to keep them together. And maybe
Ronnie's widow?
Yeah. Cassie's one of them, yeah. So we're talking to them and seeing if we can keep them together. And if we do, I promised Governor Lamont I'd bring him into Bridgeport. So I don't want to see him. And
you know what? If we get a good cover band, he won't know.
Yeah, that's true. I won't say anything.
He's too busy doing important stuff.
They got to be called Lynyrd Skynyrd. Right. That's the secret. You got to have the brand.
Why is it spelled with an I?
No, you just spell it like Lynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
let's go to Roger in Enfield. You have a question about the Toad's Place book?
Yes, I...
talk it to the mouthpiece, please, Roger.
As a matter of fact, I bought three books.
Okay.
I'm going to give two away for Christmas presents. But
good for you.
What a tremendous partnership that Jimmy's had with Toads and PLR for all these years.
I know.
But he still comes in once a week and talks music. I think it's awesome. But the backstories in the book were great.
Do you have a question?
And it's somewhat,
more of a statement so far.
Well, actually, I did. I just wanted to just let him know that, you know, it's a great book, and I'm glad that he's part of it, and I'm glad, you know, most of the listeners were part of it.
Had to be done.
Yes.
Hey, thank you, man.
Great. Yeah, it's in its second printing now. It sold out its first printing. So
wow.
It's really popular. It's in its second printing, and I've read it now. I finished reading it, and there were stories I didn't even know that are in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
surprise.
It's just great.
That's wild.
It was fun putting it together with Brian because I'd remember part of the story and then Brian would remember another part of the story.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd have discussions over, okay, who's right? You think it went this way. I think it went that way.
Or Brian's out on the floor. You're downstairs with the band. He has a story. You have a story.
Right.
From the same show.
Got it covered.
Just two different worlds.
Yeah.
Brian remembered more than I remembered.
Really?
Yeah. When we did the Stones, we originally had four clubs we were considering. I couldn't remember the other three clubs. Brian remembered all the other three clubs.
Because he beat them.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a Lynyrd Skynyrd significance to this week in Connecticut concert history.
Yes. Yesterday, November 17th, in 1977, we were supposed to have a Lynyrd Skynyrd Edgar Winter concert at the New Haven Coliseum. And because of the plane crash, it never happened. The plane crashed on October 20, 1977. Which is also a significant day in Connecticut history because that's the day we put the tickets on sale for that show. So we put the tickets on sale. Then later in the, I guess it was that night, I'm not even sure what time, we found out that the plane had crashed. And I think six people on the plane were killed, including band members. And we had to cancel the show, obviously. And so many people held on to their tickets. If you look on my archives page, people are posting their full tickets.
Oh.
They never traded them in to get their money back.
They didn't want it. They wanted the ticket.
I don't know where the money is, though. I never got it.
Oh. It was in the plane crash.
Well, I remember exactly, you know, like most people, I remember exactly where I was when I heard that. You know?
Yeah.
It's sticks
with you. There were things like that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
John Lennon, President Kennedy, 9/11.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, all these things. Yeah.
Wow.
You're right.
So weird that the tickets were going on sale, too, you know? So
ironic.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, thank you, brother. Have a great Thanksgiving. This is a fun game.
Okay.
You ready to play a game?
I love games.
I love games.
Let's play a game!
Woo!
All right.
Game time! Yay!
All right,
yay!
The game is top four reasons you can get paid leave that you didn't know about.
Oh.
All right? Mm. Andrea Barton Reeves, CEO of CT Paid Leave, talking about those reasons. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, I love your voice.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Oh, glad you're voicing stuff for us. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, guess what?
Wow, you've just reached the voicemail of Chaz and AJ.
You just won a prize. Yes, we did.
I'm sure you're very good at what you do, but you missed your calling.
Yes, there is one.
You have some voice.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I just want to hear you talk.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you questions.
Talk about anything.
Just hear you say thank you.
Read me the menu at like a coffee shop.
McDonald's be so cool.
So, what is the number
I want to get your game started. I'm excited that you have this game.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. All right.
I'm excited now, too.
Yes. What's number one top reason that we can get paid leave that we didn't know about?
To care for a family member who has been injured during active duty.
Oh.
Which is known as military caregiver leave. Yes. I know a lot of people don't think you can take leave for that, but if you've served our country and you've been injured and you need a family member or members to support you in your recovery, you can take paid leave as a family member to help that person recover.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Important.
It is. And so reason number two that you probably don't know is also related to our military families. And that's known as qualifying exigency leave. So if you have a family member who is going to be deployed overseas, you as a family member can take time to help them put things in order, banking, childcare, whatever it might be, so that they can go and, again, protect and serve us without having to worry about whether or not things are in order back home.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, peace of mind.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can't, which is why I really feel personally excited and proud to be able to offer paid leave, because you hear a lot about people taking advantage of it and, you know, maybe there's fraud, but no one really thinks about those two reasons and how it can really support those who are making the ultimate sacrifice for us and our freedom. It makes a big difference to those families. So we're happy to provide that and proud of it. I think the third reason that people don't know that paid leave is available is for family, or also known as domestic violence. It already has a Domestic Violence Act that allows for 12 days of unpaid leave if you are a victim of domestic violence. And this is only applicable in the state of Connecticut. You can now apply for a paid leave benefit if you need that time paid so that you can seek shelter, go to court, take care of your family. And I don't think people understand that the paid leave benefit is available to that as well.
That's great.
Yeah. And so I think the fourth is really more common is you can take paid leave to take care of yourself when you have a serious health condition or a family member. So I was just talking to someone yesterday who said, I needed this really difficult surgery I've been putting off. But my doctor says that the time has come and I really need to get it before March. But I haven't been able to do that because I work three jobs and I can't take any time off because I'll lose pay at all of them if I do. And now this person can have that surgery and get well and go back to work. So that's really what it's designed to do.
That's awesome.
Incredible.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. We're going to link up to your ctpaidleave.com on our radio station website. And I think it's important for people to know this, especially this military stuff. I had no idea. So
yeah.
I learned something today, which is really good for you.
Yeah.
Like you,
I didn't start that way.
If someone says, so what did you do that was important today or difficult? You could say, well, difficult if I taught Chaz something.
Right. And AJ, that was tough. He actually listened.
Yeah. Now can you sing Tracy Chapman? Because that would be awesome.
Who?
Tracy Chapman. She has the voice for it.
Yeah. Oh, the musician. Yes.
Oh, she's clearly heard that one before.
Yeah, she takes requests. Yeah.
Oh, so are you a karaoke person?
I am not. I don't. My husband thinks I can sing, and he's probably the only person who does. So just leave it at that.
Right.
I'm not a karaoke person. No, gotcha. Not at all.
Yeah, that voice. We got to do something with that voice.
Right. Welcome to Connecticut.
That would be great.
There you go. I know that voice from somewhere.
Well, thank you for what you do, and yes. I appreciate you coming on and telling us about this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time.
Always.
Always. Have a great day.
You too, thank you.
Thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Right. Yes.
Thanks. Same to all of you as well.
All right. Andrea Barton Reeve, CEO of CT Paid Leave. I wanted to get her to do like, all right, so bring us through making a turkey.
Right.
Because I thought that would be, then I thought, you know, I could see myself in a meeting now saying, I thought it would be funny.
Right. We didn't intend to offend anybody.
Yeah.
She does have like that barefoot Contessa kind of delivery.
She could do a cooking show.
Yeah.
She could.
She can make anything.
Right.
Sound great.
Read steer instructions. Yep.
Her voice soothes my soul. It really does. Nice and smooth.
Right. It's like she should be
they call it dulcet
an overnight disc jockey on a smooth jazz station.
Bingo.
Right. Perfect. Yeah.
Yes.
The dulcet tones of Andrea.
Like AJ trying to be sexy and it's everything sexy.
Trust me. I am the antidote for sexy. Thank you.
You are.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for noticing.
I think you could kill Tracy Chapman.
You mean murder?
No, yeah, like do a great job. You got a fast car.
Like kick ass.
Can you play that song?
Please don't sing it.
You know that song. When you said, yeah, I know it, but when you said it, I said, wrong.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Or Toni Braxton.
Maybe. That's closer than
I don't think I've ever listened to a Toni Braxton song.
That's why I said Tracy Chapman as opposed to Toni Braxton.
What's like that Norah Jones song where she kind of talks the whole time? Should we do that one, Jones?
It's called Shut Up.
We used to play this song. I hate
it. Here on this station?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I heard it, yeah. On Long Island. Going, hey, what the hell?
What the hell was wrong with you, Bassman?
What's the matter with Joe?
He's the music director at the time.
Yes. No longer now. You get a
fast car. Absolutely.
I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere.
Yeah.
Any place is better.
Please don't sing along.
Starting from zero, got nothing to lose.
Maybe we can make something.
So annoying.
Me, myself,
I got nothing to lose.
You know how she was soothing? This one's not. This one's the antidote for soothing. This is anger.
You know what? I'll win a bet with this one. Like, hey, I know someone who knows the words to this song. No, you do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, what idiot knows that?
Working at the convenience store.
Or looking at the
managed
lyrics.
Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living.
I wonder how many different priests are being hit right now.
She even knew the bear
near an air
part.
What's going on this station? What the hell was that, Snidely? Are you snorting?
Yeah.
Wow. Sandwich with tiger.
Paper clips up there now. Chaz and AJ.
Come on, I got the greatest voice around.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so. AAA predicts millions of New Englanders will travel for next week.
No.
Thanks, AAA.
Like nomads. Yeah, duh.
How do they
get paid?
No.
Figure that one out?
Yeah.
No, they're big supporters of this show.
Yes.
And I don't know if you have AAA, but it's really great to have.
Yeah,
yeah,
it comes in handy.
Tow truck comes out. It's like, great.
I know many people who do that. Family members actually have
AAA.
Absolutely. Yep. It's great for the elderly, too.
And then they have this whole other thing with hotels, and it's like insane.
Yeah, their website is really a treasure trove of advice.
I just wonder how they know.
How?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do they?
How do they figure it out?
How do you do that?
You have like an algorithm.
2 million people or more over the... Now, is that 2 million cars or 2 million people?
I have no idea.
Hold it. AAA is predicting more than 2 million New Englanders. Okay, so you may have a car of four. Right. So it's not 2 million cars.
Right.
We'll be hitting the roads for the holidays. 87% will be driving.
Damn.
Okay, so now what is the math on this one?
87% of 2 million?
Right.
My brain's about to explode.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes. So it would be 1.6. No? Yeah,
no smoke from my ears.
1.6. 1.6. In change.
Yeah.
1.74.
Mind blown.
Close enough.
Boom.
That's the second highest number since AAA has began keeping records.
We figure last year we were sequestered and they couldn't go anywhere, so this year it's busting out.
Well, they're saying that.
Yep.
Yeah. They're dequestered now,
exactly,
not sequestered.
I'm coming out.
The world to know.
Wow.
Yep.
It just stops AJ dead.
I was
like
going to say something.
It's
like, oh, forget it.
It's like a
jab. Any inspiration I had in my head got sucked right out.
Right onto the chin.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't
it was like
myself.
It was like battery acid.
About 35 battery acid.
Yep.
Ashley, comma, it's like battery acid.
Not she. It.
Yeah. No, what?
So about 35% of those that said they were not traveling mentioned gas prices.
Gas prices.
Yeah, they're
up
high.
There.
Anyone traveling for Thanksgiving?
No. We are hosting this
year.
Yes. Look at you. The receiving end. Ashley, she's traveling.
Yes, I am.
Where?
Battery acid over here. Battery acid over here.
Are you driving, though?
That's a cult.
It is.
Like, I just want to speak to anyone in this cult of the
hello.
Ashley, the Ashleys.
Yeah, the mouse ears.
You can reach out to us.
Oh, that's right.
And we will help you.
Oh, that's right. Isn't she like, they like dressing
up? There's a whole bunch of them going, and like a couple of these people got sucked in. They didn't know when they joined this family.
Yeah, and they have to wear like matching shirts.
They would be giving up their families.
Matching
on
shirts.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Getting sucked down to this place of just horror.
Eating mouse wings.
Feel bad for
mice have wings?
No.
You know when these two people, in-laws of the family, get sucked into this, when they're in a corner by themselves and they're like, what? How do we get out? I don't know.
They've got an ankle bracelet on me. I can't get it off.
No, nope, you're stuck now, guys.
Just watch how many bathroom trips they take just to find like a quiet corner. Just go.
Yeah.
Right. You have to poop again?
Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a dull payment. Right? Yeah.
I'm counting down the days, and every time I get excited, Eric goes, all right.
Right eyes going. Right. Click. Yep. I did it once when I was in my 30s.
Are you traveling for Thanksgiving, AJ?
No.
No Long Island.
No, yeah, that's
mom's
right.
Mom's in Florida.
Yep.
No mom stuffing this year. Boo. Nope.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Oh, what a loss. Yep. That's the best.
Never had that.
This will be my first year in 18 years not having mom stuffing.
It's in Florida
with
now.
Sausage.
Yep.
Ugh.
It's in Florida.
Yes.
I can hear her right now going, ha-ha.
That's exactly what she
She's pointing to the north.
Yeah. Jennifer and I laying in bed last night. She looks at me. She goes, you don't want anything for Christmas, do you?
That means I have no idea.
I'm like, no, I don't want anything for Christmas.
I was thinking about it, but after you said that, I'm guessing no.
Yeah.
I did entertain the idea.
You don't want anything for Christmas, right? I don't want anything.
That's like, the move. That's what they always say. Right. Well, yeah,
I don't want
I'm
anything.
Not expecting anything, so.
Can you imagine Christmas Eve or Christmas morning and there's nothing. I hand nothing over.
Right.
How do you think that one plays out?
Not good.
Yeah, you're wearing a frying pan 5 seconds later. Ba-gang.
Ba-gang.
Right. That sound you make right before you black out and wake up later.
No, I'd rather have I'd rather have that, just a frying pan across the head and have it be over with.
Right.
You and know, cool when I bump. Wake up like, ow, I got a bump, but let's have some eggnog.
Right.
Then the slow burn that this actually creates.
Oh. And
yes.
Every Christmas it comes back up.
Yeah.
That's it. You'll never not hear about it.
And the entire one-word question, one-word answer is to everything you say. You okay? Yeah. You sure? Yes.
Right. This is how it starts.
Yep.
Like, oh, okay. The tone, like, all right. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Downward spiral.
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
This is why what you got to do is you got to buy something, right? And have it hidden in the house. This way, in case it doesn't work, you have a plan B. And what you do is, yeah.
No, you know what you do? You just buy something.
You break it out and say, look, I was just kidding. I actually bought you this.
And you say, I don't want anything.
Right. Just buy something.
But I got you something.
Right.
Ashley was about to contribute. Important information I think all men should listen to. Go ahead.
Oh, well, not all men, but I was going to say, I already got your Christmas gift.
What?
Yeah, I got you three are hard to shop for, and I got a gift for all three of you already.
I don't want anything.
I have your
no,
gift.
Too late.
I have your gift from last
too
year.
Too damn late, Phil.
Do you know what she's saying right now?
We all have to get her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She just gave us an obligation.
That's women code for start shopping for me now, pal.
It wasn't a
your
gift.
Your wife may not want something, but I do.
It wasn't a gift. It's an obligation she just gave us. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Hang You're right. The gift was.
That was the gift of
an obligation.
Foresight.
Yeah.
I have to start thinking about it early. Something has to just strike my fancy in a store.
I know. Like last year, she got me this chia pet over here.
Yeah, and it's still wrapped, you jerk.
Well, yeah, we really should get that going. It's a Richard Simmons
chia pet. It's a collector's item. I want to make sure if he dies, it's still wrapped.
BS. It has chest hair and everything.
Also, that's not how you give a gift, Ashley. Once you give it, it's up to them to do what they want with it.
Yeah, not. You must use it now!
It's been almost a year. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it's not going anywhere, is it? The seed's not going to, like,
not
germinate.
You're not using it right. Well, it's not yours.
All right, what if me and AJ and Phil chip in and get you one thing instead of three small things?
Yeah, a haircut.
Like
no,
luggage.
I'm sorry, what were you
going to
say?
Like luggage.
You pick.
And a ticket
Would
somewhere.
It be weird to get her, like, a weight loss program?
So you're saying no, right?
Her computer only works if she's pedaling.
Right.
Hold it.
I love it. Excellent. Oh, no, an office on the roof.
Oh, my private office is so cold up here,
yes,
AJ.
It works great.
I know what I'm getting her.
Give the keys on giving.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
You're going to tell us or you're going to just do it?
Nope. No, right. I'm on my own on this one.
Okay. All right, so Phil, you and I are together, I guess.
No, I'm going to get her something special, too.
No, you all suck.
You know you're not getting her anything, so don't even...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of something. I'm thinking of something.
He actually wrote it down. He's putting it in his bag.
There's
my God, I can't wait now.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm going to order it as soon as I have time today.
No, I'm so excited.
Oh, where do you get a muzzle?
I can throw something at you. I have scissors over
I know you could, but...
No, you know
you
what
can't you throw scissors!
Right.
Watch me!
Yeah, that's cool. I'll call that lawyer.
Oh, the one who had, you know, defends people against us. Stupid laws.
Right, like scissors.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning.
Morning.
Weathersfield, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
I'm well. Hello, AJ. Great job. This time last week, you were in the torture chamber.
Yes,
oh,
I was.
Right.
That's true.
It was so quiet.
No, as far as crazy presents and horrible presents go, I remember I had just started dating I'd been dating my fiance for like 3 years, and as a present, I got a chia pet from one of my sister-in-laws, and I'm thinking, haha, this is my joke. This is great. Ha ha. And they're like, no, that's the present. I went home after dinner, after everything was said and done. And do you remember those old aluminum trash cans that we all used to have before they had them?
I still have one. I still have one, yeah.
I took the chia pet out of that and just smashed it into an empty one as to say, okay, thank you. That was lovely being part of this family where I'd spent buckets and buckets of money on her children. And I was like, yeah. Never again.
Did you say?
It's the most wonderful.
I would have said garbage now. There you go. See.
So yeah, chia pets are never a good idea. I would have been happy if she went to CVS and picked me up a calculator.
No, that's not true. Yeah. Because you got a gift and you're not happy with it.
I'm curious.
Yeah,
you know I like you.
I'd given them a list of what they want. They said, we need a list of what you'd like. I'm like, great. There was never a chia pet on there.
Yeah. In all the history of vegetation, what is a chia exactly anyway?
It's a seed.
Yeah, but what do you use it for?
It's a seed. Like,
open the package and you can find out, AJ.
Oh, my God. Can I say I don't care even louder than I'm saying it in my brain right now?
I just give a Fig Newton. Absolutely.
Cheers.
It's the most.
Thank you, Diane.
Time of the year.
I hope when she left that party, she went, see ya.
Is this a phone break from hell, Beefman?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, it wasn't that fun.
Did I start this break by saying I love this time of year?
You did. And that's where you ruined it.
That's people, where you screwed up. You people ruined everything.
This is where you screwed up. You wouldn't said that.
I thought I'd make you laugh. I got an ace band that said you warm up in the microwave 1 year.
Well, you are always getting hurt.
This is true, yeah. You're not the most
yes, my elbow was sore at the time. And my brother and sister-in-law said, oh, this is good for your tennis elbow. I said, you got to be kidding me. I threw it out. I didn't do it.
Mm.
What a waste.
Anyway.
No, you know what you get, beef, man? Something to cut that nose hair.
Right.
Lawnmower?
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
Nah, you always say
Chaz, was it long like a Fu Manchu last time you saw me? Come on.
It was a rogue hair coming out, staring at me.
Oh.
Calling me.
Like a snake.
Very, very small. And Drew didn't notice it. Only you did. Because you have eagle eyes. I think you were looking up my nose on purpose.
It was hitting the side of the box.
Drew, you couldn't.
Like that.
I mean, whatever your friggin' name is. Get off the phone.
Beefman.
Yeah. Get lost, Drew.
Beefman. Yeah. I'm here for you.
Beefman, that thing was coming out like a worm out of an apple.
Yeah. It was scaring the children.
No. Tell the truth, AJ. Come
it was
on.
It was hitting the side of the box.
Yeah,
the wind.
Yeah, whatever.
Who's that guy, Neville brother guy, who has the chocolate thing
Robbie
stuck
Neville.
To his head?
Oh, Robbie God. Neville, yes.
He's got like
a big mole thing on his head, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what it looked
hey, you
like.
You know what?
Beefman.
At least I could... Look, yeah, but you got to.
At first, I thought a daddy long leg was crawling out of your nose.
Oh, no.
It's emerging from
you
the
know
hatch.
What, though? Listen, I could cut it, which I have, but ugly people have no choice. So look at the bright side.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Who's ugly?
Who's trying to make a joke there.
He's saying we're ugly?
Right. Like he could trim his hair. Ugly people are stuck with themselves.
Right.
Wow. Exactly.
I can't believe just ugly people.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.